Dina Diamond. It's Marketing Mondays. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very good.
Are you one of the few people working today in Johannesburg?
Yes, there is absolutely no traffic on the road. It's like a
nothing,
Sunday.
I'm sure. It really does have that Sunday feel.
And you know, then you actually wake up and you think, like, why am I the one on the road? You think, why me?
Because people need you this morning, and that's why. And because not only are we talking marketing Rugby World Cup, but I kind of spontaneously asked you to give me your view on the Emmys last night. Yes. What were they wearing? How did it look?
No, you don't.
You love a good red carpet.
Do I love a great red carpet. In fact, it actually wasn't even red. It was purple.
Oh, really? Wow. How woke.
So woke. Uh-huh. No, all the stars and starlets were out there. The usual. No, the outfits were unbelievable.
Were they good?
They were.
Because sometimes they work and sometimes they don't.
Yeah, and no, listen, there are always those that are one should think you should stay at home or put a
right. Like
over there.
Like what were you thinking?
What were you wearing?
Right, exactly.
But, you know, it's always, what I love about them is also it's just always a celebration of the work that was put in by the art, by these actual actors.
Right.
And it's just always amazing. So, yes, I love the red carpet. But at 1 o'clock in the morning, show started, I actually thought, you know, okay, I've seen
a lot
of the red
because when
carpet.
We came on air this morning at 6, the results actually were still coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So what were the, what are the main categories, what are the main winners?
So let us see here. So, daytime outstanding drama series. The winner was The Young and the Restless.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Okay.
Really sad.
Daytime. We don't. Yeah.
Outstanding digital daytime drama series. After Forever. Haven't seen that.
No, there's none of these. Any are familiar.
No.
I saw Game of Thrones did very, very well. They got quite a few.
Yes. Listen, and they were going to always.
Yeah.
And one of the actresses from Game of Thrones was actually in her outfit.
Really?
She was fully out there on the red carpet with her Game of Thrones outfit.
Look, I haven't seen Game of Thrones, but I'm assuming.
No, you and I are the only ones in the world.
A whole world.
That have not. Always an amazing evening. I mean, the Hollywood events always are just a level up.
Awesome.
Anyway.
I just hope they don't go fiddling now with this non-gender binary specific fluid award ceremony.
Like, I'm sorry, but women and men do act differently. They do have different parts. It does, and it does halve the amount of awards that you can be eligible for. And they are such outstanding male and female actresses.
Just
give them an award. Seriously? Like, are we that far?
You know, the next step is that it's going to be considered sexist to award
either male roles,
to males.
You're right. I think it's already sexist.
Well, there we go.
You know,
I'm not talking about a James Bond. I'm actually saying even a role of a man
absolutely.
Should actually be allowed to be played by a woman. Why not?
No, I'm sorry. You know what?
I think we've lost
it
completely.
You know what? We have gone, I think, one level too far. And you know what else? I think you must choose. I think decide. If you have an option. Do you want to be in the male category or do you want to be in the female category? Or maybe you should be allowed to be in both. But just create both categories and then the other, whoever feels
like
they want to be gender
I don't know if you
fluid,
ever went to Bernard Kiver camp when you were young.
Only 9, yes.
What?
9 camps.
Oh, 9 camps.
I was committed.
So, you needed to be. When I went to camp, there were, I don't know what it's like today. No, today I think there's only boys' beaches and girls' beaches. Yeah, okay, there were no swimming pools when we were there. But when we were there, you had a boys' beach, a girls' beach, and a mixed beach.
Indeed.
And I think we should do the same.
I agree. You mean a mixed category?
Yeah. You know what? You want a boy category, you want a girl category, and you can have a mixed category for Sam Smith. You know
it.
What? If Sam Smith wants to be in the mixed category, Gesundheit, as we say in Jewish.
I agree. Gesundheit.
Right. So there
we
go.
Let's create a mixed category. Yeah, let's get a petition for
that. But can we just let the boys be boys and the girls who want to be girls be girls?
Exactly. And there are a lot of boys who want
to
be girls.
Stop imposing it on us.
Girls, and they maybe do want to be in the girl category. Let them be. And then also you have to refer to them as a she. So then she's decided what category she wants to be in.
So exactly. Well, that's the point is now that, now we have to impose they on everybody.
No, don't agree. It's grammatically incorrect. We know
it is. And that is the most offensive part about the whole thing. All right. Let's talk about the Rugby World Cup.
Yes.
Let's talk about the marketing of the Rugby World Cup.
Yes, onto where your heart lies, into the sports, however.
Exactly.
The true essence of your being.
Okay, stop it. Just stop it. No one's believing you.
They are. They right. know what a sports fanatic you are. And you right. have to pretend not to know the answers every day.
Yeah, it's true that. I don't even need to Google. Sometimes Luke Hopp says Google it. Who needs Google? I know these things. Oh. Yeah, especially because he's already given me the answer. By the way, I don't know if we are having a problem with our SMS line.
What was the question this morning?
So that's what I just wanted to tell you. The question this morning was, who was the youngest player to play in the final of the Rugby World Cup? Who was it?
I know the answer.
Who was it?
Jonah Lomu.
You're absolutely right. He was 20 years old.
And
43 days. There we go. That was the answer.
Look at me.
Look at you. You know more than, well, I knew it because Louis told me.
No, but Jonah Lomu is a legend.
He is indeed. Absolutely. All right. So let's talk about that.
Let us talk about the Rugby World Cup. Mm-hmm. All right. So the Rugby World Cup in its current format has actually only been going since 1987. Did you know that?
No.
Because you would think it has been like one of the FIFA
yes,
sort of World Cup.
Absolutely.
Been
it's been around from before the United Nations.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, it's really interesting that I also read that I didn't know is that, you know, they get a trophy at the end, and it's called the Herbert Ellis Trophy, mm, right? Mm, mm-hmm. So that trophy was actually, sorry, the Webb Ellis Cup. Sorry.
Well,
so
you were about to check know, if the SMS line was working.
I was going to say, let's check your
right,
business.
Exactly.
Right, so the Webb Ellis Cup is actually obviously awarded to the winner of the Rugby World Cup. And who is Webb Ellis? So Webb Ellis was around in the 1800s, and apparently he was at school, and he decided to pick up the ball whilst playing football. So he is actually lauded creating the game of rugby because he picked up the ball. I don't know where the crashing into each other
right,
comes.
Yes.
I don't know where that, like when you actually look at it and you look at the rucks and you look at how it is like, it is a very, very physical game where that came up. I mean, at what point did someone trip and hit someone else and you think, oh, that's a great
idea. That's a brilliant
idea.
Let's do something that encourages concussion.
Yeah, exactly.
In our youth, because people aren't stupid enough.
You know, and it's so funny because, I mean, there are 20 nations that compete in the Rugby World Cup. And the USA is one of those teams. But if you look at rugby versus American football, they have got their helmets, they have got their shoulder pads, they've got their knee pads, they've got everything going on. And you get to the rugby, and they're in their little shorts and their shirts, and there's nothing else. I mean, there are a lot of guys who actually wrap, you know, they actually see their bandages around their heads.
Yeah, I have seen that.
And that's because their ears, every ear is bleeding on the field because everyone like rips their ears off. It is a very physical game.
Exactly.
Just, I know you're an avid fan.
No,
and
I am
player,
a fan, and yeah, I've been asked a number of times to not join any team ever. Right.
Anyway, so let's look at the marketing of the Rugby World Cup. So again, so it's been around since 1987, and so this match obviously is being played in Japan. Mm. Japan is the first nation outside of the Southern Nations to actually host it. So, the general winners, no. So, the previous one is actually in England, but for Japan in Asia to host it is the first of its kind.
Incredible.
The Prime Minister, I think, got up and spoke only in Japanese to open it, the actual opening, which was spectacular. And then, we say, why does a country want to host a World Cup?
Right.
And obviously it's for the revenue. So when you have a World Cup in your country, mm-hmm. Basically you get mass amounts of tourism. So, you have to have a stadium. So one of the criteria for having the World Cup in your country, hosting it, is that you have to have a stadium that can host up to 60,000 fans for the final.
Right.
So countries who don't have that actually build up and mm-hmm. prepare for it. But from a Rugby World Cup Limited, which is the actual organization that owns the property as such, it makes $450 million from each World Cup.
Wow.
Well, this World Cup is actually up from the previous one. Right. So they thought it would actually be down, and those were the sort of estimates, and it's actually gone up. So it just shows that it's actually increasing in its popularity. And when you look at different World Cup different sporting properties in the world, you've got what's bigger than this, obviously the FIFA Soccer World Cup.
Is that the biggest? That must be our biggest.
It is the biggest because it is, because soccer has a far bigger reach than rugby.
Right.
And they actually say that the figures, they're actually saying that there are about 3 billion viewers that watch the rugby. But there have been people that contested the numbers because they're saying that rugby is very much focused on the nations that play it. So it depends on how you look, who you're actually surveying. But the FIFA World Cup is definitely the biggest, followed by the Olympics.
That makes sense.
And then now obviously the rugby, but the way that they make their money is through the broadcast rights, the sponsorship rights, and those TV rights.
Because you don't see the same amount of marketing as you saw, as we see during a FIFA World Cup.
No, absolutely not.
Even from a product point of view, we're not seeing, you know, perhaps, you know, it's there, but it's not as overt.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's a lot less money in it compared to, because again, it talks to the spectatorship and the amount of viewers and who goes and watches it, and there are more matches in the soccer, etc. But when you look at the worldwide partners in terms of the people that pay the most and that get global naming rights and stuff like that, you've got Emirates, so that's always a massive sponsor of the rugby. Heineken, Land Rover, you've seen the actual competitions at Land Rover giving away a car. You've got MasterCard, DHL, and Toshiba. So those are really, really big global brands. And the brands do make the most of it. And they also, with their rights, they get the ability to use the players in marketing material. They can do TV ads, radio ads with the naming rights. So that's quite huge. Because if you, as a brand, decide you want to hook onto that property and you haven't paid for that brand, you can totally get sued for it, and that has happened historically, and there's been guerrilla marketing, and then also there are official sponsors, and those tend to be more localized, so to the actual country. So if you look at the ones that they've got currently, it's Canon, Toto, Secom, and NEC. So I mean, Toto is a bathroom fitting and fixture company.
Right, that's interesting. An interesting choice.
Yes, and Secom is actually a security company in Japan. So you can see they're very much localized, but they also want to get in the action, because for them it's a great opportunity to leverage off that Rugby World Cup brand and NBC, and actually maybe even spring themselves into a global sort of platform.
Right.
So,
so that's also interesting, because with FIFA, you see a lot more international brands. Whereas the rugby, it's almost about the host country trying to externalize their brands.
Yes, absolutely.
Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. I mean, so again, with the worldwide partners, those are generally bigger brands. But with the local companies, they also do, they think it is an opportune platform. I mean, if you look at for Bafana, when they were sponsored, again, they were sponsored by ABSA at the time of the FIFA World Cup.
Right.
Again, those are more local brands, but get the opportunity to sort of spread themselves globally.
Right. Absolutely. 34519 or 061-895-1019. I would absolutely love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on the Rugby World Cup? Ian says, good morning. Ian says, good morning, Howard and Dina. Oops, sorry, I've just lost that message. Here we go. I'm still trying to process Dina going to Hartenbos, okay, also known as Mossel Bay, living on a campsite with limited amenities for 3 weeks, and not only that, but to do it 9 times. Anyway, back to the topic.
See, people get me wrong, I'm just saying.
Why don't we just throw out the rules and let everyone have a free-for-all? Then we can have the anarchy games. Seriously, rules are there for a reason. Most importantly, they're there to put objective measurements in place so competitors can improve their winning by fair and square. Look at the controversy VAR is creating in the Premier League. However, over time, one still wonders how we ever operated before. So, Howard, we can hear you are cross today.
He doesn't look cross. I'm looking at
I'm
him
not
right
cross.
Now. He's never cross. I can't even
what a thing to say. How very dear. Is Anatia, you finding me cross
no,
today?
No, Shem, you haven't been.
I think I've been so even killed today.
I think you're actually just upset that the Booker lost.
I am.
It's his disappointment.
No, the truth is I'm not. I'm more upset about our baseball team.
Can I ask a question? First of all, I did not even know that we had a baseball team. And second of all, where did you even, you said you watched it. Where on earth did you watch
baseball?
I
didn't watch it. Are you mad?
Oh, someone told you about it.
I saw it on Times of Israel. Are you mad? I'm going to watch South Africa and Israel play baseball.
I
was in New York and I got tickets for the World Series.
Yeah.
And
you know what I love about the World Series?
Yes, only America.
Exactly.
and Canada. So what happened was I got the tickets for the World Series. It was called a Subway Series in that particular one, because it was the Mets and the Yankees, and you could see they could get there by Subway. The two teams.
Not because they could get a Subway
in
sandwich.
The finals. Not because that, but I'm sure we did. Anyway, and I happened to go to the one game. People, Americans were very annoyed because what a waste of a ticket I was.
Which
is perfectly true.
You didn't appreciate the nuances of the baseball.
It was so, and what's more, Americans clearly have ADD because they haven't watched cricket ever. You know, because cricket, you can sit there for 5 days and nothing happens. Yeah, in baseball, for 30 seconds, if there isn't activity, boom, people are on the field and they're dancing and they're singing and there's a thing on the screen and somebody's getting engaged and there's a kissing cam. There's a kissing cam and people are kissing each other. It actually, you get so overwhelmed with you're so overstimulated by the time you leave that it took me about 4 days just to settle down. No, it's quite incredible. You can't go from watching cricket to watching American baseball. It's just a completely absurd.
And basketball, actually, this is the same thing.
Is it the same thing? I never really go to basketball.
Yeah. So when I lived in New York, I did manage to actually get to quite a few baseball games, Mets and Yankees, actually,
right,
and a few basketball games at Madison Square Garden. And you are completely right. Yes. So yes, that's what.
Stop.
I can't watch cricket anymore. I have to be at the cricket grounds to watch the cricket, or it has to be a really exciting match or a final. Because you're absolutely right. When you're watching baseball, it's so exciting. Not only that, but you've got your knish, you've got your pretzel.
It's busy. There's a smorgasbord being rolled past you in case, God forbid, you haven't eaten for 30 seconds.
And there's a kosher hot dog stand.
Oh, of course, there's a kosher hot dog
stand.
Well, excuse me, hold on. There's kosher. But then there are those that do eat that kosher, those that don't eat that kosher. It's a lot of controversy around that.
It is, but the baseball is very entertaining. You're right. There's cheerleaders on the field, and there's the kissing cam.
It doesn't stop. It absolutely doesn't stop. Time is 8:26. Are you looking for something good to celebrate? Well, Norman Goodfellas has got it covered. Seriously, enjoy great kosher offers on good spirits, including Herradura Tequila. Wow. El Jimador Tequila. Oh, my pronunciation's too terrible. Monkey Shoulder Whiskey. There, I'm in my comfort zone. Glenmorangie Whiskey and Belvedere Vodka. That's until the 14th of October. Norman wouldn't want you to miss out. So head on down to Norman Goodfellow's store or shop online at ngf.co.za.
What do you do with goldfish?
I think same thing.
Bubble wrap.
Time is 8:29. I'm Howard Feldman. I've been chatting to Dealer Diamond. We're talking the marketing of the World Cup. Is it a massive budget?
It is massive. So the only way they're actually able to put on all of these tournaments is actually through those sponsorships. So those sponsors pay millions and millions of dollars to actually create what is the current property. Mm. And without those sponsors, you'll actually see that it doesn't exist. So if you look at now, also the...
I suppose we've also got, we can see here this SABC DSTV story.
So it is, first of all, it is a massive, massive thing that the country, that we are obviously one of sort of the favorites in the competition. Mm, mm. And there is no public broadcast of any match, not one single match.
Absolutely.
So the SABC said, so for those who don't know, if you haven't realized by now, the SABC said they are not financially viable at the moment. So they cannot actually pay for any broadcast sponsorship rights from SuperSport. So the only place that you can watch it is actually on SuperSport, which is obviously paid for TV on DSTV. And, our national broadcaster has, I think, lost the plot. Because what are you saying? As a country, where is the patriotism?
I would think that's where your priority would lie, surely.
Absolutely. And also, not only that, but potentially someone else should come in and say, okay.
Well, here's another thought. Haven't DSTV also made a mistake? Anybody who's already subscribed to DSTV is going to subscribe to DSTV. Is not ending it now. They're continuing their watch. They're not going to get, or maybe they will get some new subscribers, but the reality is they would gain so much goodwill if they stood up and said, we are opening, we will be the national broadcaster.
I think it was a great opportunity for them, and I think
they blew it. They blew
it. Because also, not only that, so there are obviously different packages on DSTV. So you've got your compact, you've got whatever. But what they do, and which is very clever or not clever, because there's Apple TV, there's all of these competitors coming into the market, which is a fraction, or are all going to be a fraction of the cost. So when you look at now, like something like this, it would have created so much goodwill from a DSTV point of view to open up that channel, what, 201 or whatever it is, their sports package, which you cannot get unless you're on their premium package, which is over R1,000.
They have made such a mistake. They could have become the national broadcaster effectively by doing that.
Absolutely.
And what a difference that would have made.
Yeah, the voice of the people. It would have created a huge amount of goodwill. They would have got a huge amount of positive coverage, PR coverage, branding. And I think you're absolutely right. They missed an opportunity there, because for the South African broadcaster not to actually be broadcasting any South African matches, it takes away from the entire unity of the country in a time where we really need unity. We need good stories.
Absolutely right.
And we need the country to rally around it. And what sport does is actually takes away any it actually breaks down boundaries, it breaks down hatred, and it actually brings the nation together. And that is what we need.